Congress recently approved more than $6 million to study how red tide algae blooms affect people's health. WUSF's Jessica Mazaris reports multiple facilities in Sarasota will work together on the research.
Right now, physicians and scientists only know that red tide causes people to cough and makes their eyes water. But Moat Marine Laboratory, the Roskamp Institute, and Sarasota Memorial Hospital are teaming up to learn more.
For example, for my asthma patients or my elderly patients with emphysema, COPD, how are they affected by red tide?
Kirk Volker is a lung doctor and clinical researcher at Sarasota Memorial.
I know that I get a lot more people who come into my office during an outbreak of red tide with respiratory complaints.
The project is still being designed, but the plan is to test the blood of people who live or work on the coast and inland, both during red tide outbreaks and when the coast is clear. They're looking for short-term and possible long-term effects of exposure. Jessica Mazaros, WUSF, 89.7 News.